Welcome back, everybody. It is Fighters Fury here on 7-9 of the Ticket. Got a guest coming up here, Bad Blake Davis. This guy is a great boxer, also a great mind for the business of boxing. He did a great job earlier in the year. His Bad Promotions event that went down at the Gulfstream was a huge hit. He's been a big draw in South Florida as well, and he's making a big career move. So we're going to do a couple conversations here. You'll hear from Bad Blake Davis. You'll hear from his manager and boxing confidant, Jesse Robinson, who's always great to talk to, and of course his new trainer, Sugar Hill Stewart, who is recently known for training Tyson Fury in the victory over Deontay Wilder to win the undisputed heavyweight the unified heavyweight championship of the world, where Tyson stopped Deontay Wilder, and Deontay Wilder blamed it on a costume. So we'll talk to those three gentlemen coming up here, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Coming to you from Warriors Boxing Gym. Very excited to talk to one of South Florida's own, Bad Blake Davis. Thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it. Good to catch up again.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
This is, I'm sure, talking to fighters before, this is a crazy time for you guys because you guys are characters of routine. You usually have things laid out, and you're at a time right now where pandemic messes things up. I know you guys are supposed to have a showdown here in South Florida this month upcoming, and that got scrapped. So I guess mentally, how tough has all this been for you, knowing that you've had a couple of shows scrapped that you plan out, people love coming out to see you in South Florida, and then the conditions of the country and the world being what they are, they're kind of up in smoke.
The shows is one thing, but me as a fighter is a completely another thing. Hasn't really affected me. I'm still in the gym, I'm improving. I've been sparring a lot, I switched trainers, that's a great move, probably the biggest move I've made yet. So it really hasn't affected me, man. I'm still focused and getting better, and that's what matters, so.
What do you think, what do you want to do next as far as is concerned? Because I know, you've had a couple of dates that have kind of come up, and you're a unique individual in that you're not only focused on your fighting, but you have a big hand in planning the events. I know that you always have a big picture and a big mind for putting on events in South Florida. But you, like you said, you're very focused on the boxing. Is there a part of you that wants to just get back into the ring and get some rounds under your belt?
Well, yeah, obviously, I started my own promotions. We had our first show in January. It was a great show, probably one of the best shows in Florida, completely sold out. We tried to put on two shows since. The latest one was going to be July 25th in a couple of days, but COVID cases rising again, nothing we can do about it. It's out of our control. So my next plan is, I'm still in the gym, I'm still training, I'm ready to go. So, maybe just take a fight somewhere else, outside of my own promotions, just to stay busy as a fighter and keep improving. I'm putting in a lot of work, I'm sparring a lot. So for me to not fight and not shine a little bit, it don't make no sense. So I'm going to be looking to take a fight somewhere.
Tell me about your switch with your trainer. You're very excited about this
move. Yeah, very excited. Well, obviously, I switched trainers. I now train with Sugar Hill. And I'm just learning, very deeply and detailed into the boxing, balance, everything. And I'm improving very fast. He's been putting me in there. He's been pushing me, but he's been looking out for me, too. I just appreciate the position I'm in and the opportunity I've been given. And it's just... I think it's really going to benefit me, and I think a lot of my fights are not going to go to decision no more,
What's something early on that you just like about the link up? What's just a little thing that maybe just clicked that you hadn't heard?
Just the balance, I'm learning when to punch, he's very detailed. He's a perfectionist. And he's very focused on me too. So I definitely appreciate that. I'm very lucky to be in the position I'm in. We've just been putting in a lot of work, and he's in here, he's taking videos, he's sending me videos all the time, he's very focused on me, and we've seen a huge improvement just in my stance, the way I'm moving, everything. I'm learning, a lot about boxing now, things I've never been taught before, so you can definitely see a difference already, and it's been 2 weeks.
As far as I know it's hard to foresee these types of things of what the next play would be. But do you, in your mind, what did you want this year to go into with how you were building momentum and the sold out show and all that type of stuff? And I guess I don't want to use the word salvage because you're obviously getting a lot of hard work in. But what do you thinking on the fly? Ideally, what would you like to get out of this year?
I mean, I just want to keep improving. That's the main thing. The promotions is one thing, but my main goal is to be a world champion. So as long as I'm improving, it don't matter what's going on, you know, because if I'm getting better, I'm getting better, and it's going, you know, it's not going to affect what happens in the future. You know, obviously we have this whole pandemic going on, which completely sucks, and, you know, it's definitely affected a lot of people. But, you know, for my promotions, it's definitely been damaging, but not really, because everyone knows the shows I put on and what I'm doing. You know, it's out of my control. So people got to understand. If they don't, then, you know, can't do nothing about it anyways. So
you're gonna have mixed martial arts on this latest card. You're gonna add that wrinkle to it. Why, that we don't normally see that blending. I would like to see stuff like this.
It's pretty cool to see somebody get body slammed in a boxing ring, you know. I'm very strategic with everything I do. Obviously the first show sold out, and I wanted to guarantee another sellout. And my boy Ryan Coos, he's a decorated amateur. He was on the USA team as MMA amateur. And, you know, he feels comfortable turning pro under me, and I'm looking to build him up. And he sells a lot of tickets. So between me and him and that 50% capacity, we should have no problem selling that place out. It's been twice now that, you know, we were supposed to have a show, and it hasn't happened. But, you know, that's pretty much just how it turned out. I'm just looking to sell the places out and put on a great show. And, you know, Ryan, you know, he sells tickets, and I support him, and I'd like to build him up. And that's just how it happened.
When you say you wanted to, you know, start finishing fights, not having things go the distance, is there a way you think that you can execute things without having to force them? Like, of course.
Just with pace, honestly, you know, pace is the main thing. I'm learning a much, much faster pace, and, you know, just constant pressure, you know, in and out. And, you know, now I'm learning when to punch. You know, people, you know, they punch, you know, and they like to take a little break for a split second, you know, and you're just learning to jump on them, learning when to punch, things like that. So it's the pace, man, you know, and I don't think if I keep this up, I don't think people are going to be able to survive, you know, and now I'm learning how to set it up, you know, and so that right hand lands, it's a wrap, man, you know, there ain't no coming back from that. So
is there any final words you want for your many fans here in South Florida? A lot of people follow you. You're a guy who packs buildings and has a big following, so what do you want to say to the local crew?
Just be patient. You know, we can't control what's going on with the whole coronavirus, so just be patient, and, you know, hopefully I'll be making a fight soon and be able to watch something on pay-per-view, you know, but nothing I can do about it, you know, so we just got to see what happens.
Appreciate the time, Blake. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
All right. That was our talk with Bad Blake Davis. Let's hear with his manager, promoter, Jesse Robinson, who is doing all things guiding his career.
How did the connection happen with Sugar Hill coming in and training him?
Well, that's something to do with Blake had a relationship with some other people, and he had talked to, I think, Sugar, and got a relationship and created something there. And I supported it because, you know, he need that because, you know, I'm from Detroit too, and Sugar, he's from Detroit, and I know the knowledge is there. Because some of the greats came from Detroit, and looking forward to bring the same thing to Florida.
What is that? What is that special thing about Detroit? Like, why? What do you think it is, man?
Well, it goes back to Joe Louis and a lot of other guys. You know, it's a history of boxing. Joe Louis was trained by Blackburn, and then Manny Stewart came in, and he was a genius. Eddie Fudge was there; he was a genius. Now Sugar is coming down through the pipe, and he getting to be a genius. We're giving him the, you know, he's really showing the people what he know. And the education is coming out, because if you teach a guy a certain way, most of the guys can't deal with that knowledge, the wisdom of the ring. Most guys just fight, and some guys just know how to do one thing, go straight ahead. But when you teach them the knowledge of boxing, being a technician, Floyd Mayweather, his father and his uncle all come from Michigan too. So the history is there. I'm not saying other places don't have education of boxing. I'm just saying that some of the greats came out of Michigan and Detroit.
As far as Blake's concerned, you guys obviously came into the year with big plans, and COVID being it is what it is, with messing up everything. Yeah. You know, and plans and whatnot. You know, with any of the fighters that you're around and Blake, like, what do you think as far as just, you know, keeping busy, you know, trying to sharpen skills, stay patient, because there's a lot of mental hurdles I'm sure that they have to deal with.
I'm working on some places that we can host the shows.
Down here?
if it's possible. We might have to go other places, but right now, we have to establish shows to keep the fighters busy. I spent 6 years in Dubai, and they just did a UFC show in Dubai. I don't think over there things is open. So you have to move around and be ahead of the game. If you don't stay ahead of the game, you get caught up and you fall behind. Bob Arum is doing a great job out there with his shows. You know, maybe there's not an audience, but guess what? He promoting through TV. So we have to establish television and keep shows going.
Is there a particular idea you like down here that you think would work or would manifest itself that is feasible?
We're working on the potential, but you know, we're looking at the which way to go, because a lot of things they saying they having a few shows outside, and I'm just looking at the opportunity of doing something maybe in the next few months. But, you know, you got to get the numbers down, because we don't know what the situation here is going to be, you know.
100%. Jess Roberts, it's always a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for the time. Brandon. And always generous with it. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. I always feel
like we learned something talking to you, man.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
And finally got a chance with the guy who just trained the heavyweight championship of the world, Sugar Hill Stewart from the Kronk Gym. Got a chance to talk with him and get his thoughts on why he's training Blake Davis and get inside the mind of a championship trainer.
Can you tell me a little bit about how the link up with Blake Davis happened, coming down here from South Florida? How did that partnership come between you guys?
We have a mutual friend. His name is Jamil McCline, and Jamil McCline was talking about Blake and you know, the skills that he has and his promotions and you know, his drive for boxing, and that interests me. And I came down here to meet Blake to see what everything's about. And so far, since I've been down here in Florida, I've been pleased with you know, everything that I've seen.
What have been the first impressions? What jumped out at you?
The first impression is that he's a tall, slim fighter. So being from the Kronk Gym, that's one of our specialties.
You, Amy, everybody knows the fantastic, you know, you just had with Tyson Fury and bringing up Plan Sim. When you have a new fighter, what's your process as far as getting to know them, what you want to pick apart, and I guess get the best out of them?
The process that I have is something that was taught to me by Emmanuel, and it's just like you pretty much said it. It has to be a relationship. You need to know your fighter. Know how you think, but that just all comes with conversation and spending time together. So with the fighters, we spend a lot of time together, and you know, that helps build that relationship, and also helps to you know, put a bridge to some of these gaps that we have in training and knowing each other. So the fighter has to trust me, and I have to be able to trust what the fighter can do.
What's your favorite part about those connections as a coach with just getting to know guys and seeing, like, you pick something out early and maybe something clicks with them as far as the relationship's concerned?
My favorite part is just teaching. I just enjoy teaching. Never thought I'd be a teacher. but, yeah, I enjoy teaching and watching people learn what I've taught them and just to use it and to be happy using it.
As far as it's been a strange year in boxing, obviously, it's been a strange year everywhere with everything. What do you think is the best, I guess, way to go about this year with so much uncertainty, keeping guys sharp in the gym and I guess finding places to keep them active? What do you think is, in your mind, like, best ideas or best things you've heard of to try and make that happen?
I haven't really heard any ideas on how to keep people sharp and things like that, but it has to be within that person to stay sharp and to be disciplined by himself. I guess with this coronavirus and everything going on now, this really tests people to see how strong they are. And if they're not strong, it kind of pushes them in a direction, hopefully, that makes them want it even more, because now they have to do things on their own. There aren't any gyms open. There aren't any boxing shows, really, and things like that. And that's pretty much in all of the sports, in the sports field. And that's who's suffering pretty much a lot now with the coronavirus, is the people in the sport industry, those people who are on teams and who compete professionally or not professionally, but they have to compete and they have to train. facilities are not open. You know, it's for safety reasons, and we have to understand and respect that and to do other things different. So if you have to go out and be on your own and train and work out and stay focused and watch what you eat, then that's what you better do.
Before we get out of here, like when after the Tyson Fury win and everybody's impressed with the style, you know, coming through, did you have like a lot of people knocking at your door like, oh, tell me the secret sauce of seeing that? And do you have to be diligent on like, you know, who you do want to pick after a big high profile win like that?
Well, you know, after the Tyson Fury fight, I guess I can say that more people were making contact with me, but it's nothing different to me. I've always wanted to help people. And I don't really say I pick and choose, because with picking and choosing, you really don't know who's going to be who and who's going to do what. So for me, it's just almost fair enough for me to give everybody, you know, give people a chance. I've been given chances in my life, so for me, giving back and giving chances is just as equal to, you know, for me being who I am right now today.
Well, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's our show for this week, guys. Appreciate those guys joining our show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you missed any of the show, download the podcast. Subscribe to us, Tobin Show on YouTube. You know, subscribe to us, sign up for notifications, like the videos. Would appreciate all that. We will talk to you guys next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.